In your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made plain, shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it, surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid to say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out the heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as curtains, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stalks shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest thou, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Well, we might say that Isaiah chapter 40 enters into the second book of Isaiah, or the second half of Isaiah, with a roar. This is not a small or meek introduction to the what we might call the book of comfort, beginning here in chapter 40. It is rather a great chapter. The first thing that I want you to notice then is that we start out with comfort. When we have this phrase in Scripture, speak comfortably to Jerusalem, literally the Hebrew says, speak to their hearts. Speak to the heart. And you'll see that several times throughout the Old Testament. This is one of those instances. And so what has happened up to this point in the prophecy of Isaiah? Well, we began with some very dire circumstances, right? Rezin and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, and then the king of Syria had risen up and formed an alliance against Judah. And the king of Judah, Ahaz, was afraid. And he's seeking to find someone to help him. And so he's thought about Assyria, and he's thought about Egypt, and he's thought about even forming an alliance with Syria and trying to break the bond between Ephraim and Syria. He's flailing about, trying to find some help, and he's done everything except what? Call upon the Lord. And then the prophet comes to him and offers him several options, and remember that at every turn he falls short. The Lord says to him, ask a sign. Oh, no, I won't tempt the Lord like, oh, no, absolutely not. And in feigned piety, he refuses to call upon the name of his God. And so, then we have good King Hezekiah that comes after him. And Hezekiah, what has he done? He has called upon the name of the Lord, and Assyria has been sent packing, and yet he's heard that Babylon is coming. And so when we come to the end of chapter 39 here, we come to a place that is not left with much hope. Ahaz has been a wicked king, and the threat of those northern nations are upon them. Samaria has fallen. Sennacherib, although he has been slain, still Assyria is a threat, and now Babylon rises on that eastern horizon, that northeastern horizon. And so what is the word of the Lord to a people in those straits? Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people. Speak ye to their hearts. Speak to their hearts and say this to them. Listen, her warfare is accomplished. Her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Let me tell you exactly what that means, because we have a tendency to misunderstand that. The Lord's punished you twice what you deserve, so now you're clear. That's not what it means. The Lord has given you a double blessing instead of the judgment that you should receive. That's what it means. You've received double instead of the punishment for all your sins. So note the grace of God then in the comfort that Isaiah speaks. Now remember, this second half will rise up to this most beautiful and wondrous prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. This is where we're going here. This is messianic through and through. Notice what he says. Say to the cities of Judah, what are you going to say to them? O Zion that bringeth forth good tidings, get thee up into the mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up the voice, lift it up. Be not afraid to say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. This is a messianic prophecy that the Messiah that comes will be none other than God himself. This is part of those things that the prophets were diligently digging into to try to understand. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. His reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Now, do you remember, some of you who know a little bit about Bible introduction? Do you know what prophecy was written contemporaneously with Isaiah, that wrote at the same time? You remember? Micah. Micah is saying the same thing. In Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, thou Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou art the least of the cities of Judah, from thee shall come forth unto me him that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are of old, of everlasting, and he shall stand and shepherd. That's the real word there that's used in the Hebrew. He shall shepherd in the strength of the Lord his God. Notice that this is exactly what Isaiah is saying. That in these days, immediately following the fall of Samaria and the threat against Judah, that their hope is not in Egypt, their hope is not in Syria, their hope is not in any other kingdom. They should not go to Edom for help, nor to Ephraim for help. They should go to the Lord their God, who will send his Messiah and who will stand and feed them. He is the one. He is the one who will call them to himself and feed them from his own stock and store, his own riches. And he is indeed God himself. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall carry them in the, he shall gather them and carry them in his bosom. He shall gently lead those that are with young. And then he's going to go on to describe this Messiah in 12 through 17. And he is nothing short of God himself. He has laid out the heavens. He has created the earth. He's weighed the mountains and the scales. He's directed the Spirit of the Lord and been his counselor. He did not take counsel with any. There were none to teach him. He teaches all. The nations are as the drop of a bucket. They are counted as the dust of the balance. And so he takes up the isles as a little thing. Lebanon is not sufficient to burn unto him because of his greatness. All nations are before him as nothing. All right, so then the prophet asks the people a question in verse 18. This is the next section. To whom will ye then liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? And he goes on to talk about the idolaters that are always raising up something out of the broken imaginations of their hearts. There are rich ones, there are poor ones. I hope you saw that. There's one guy that makes an idol out of gold. There's another guy that's impoverished, so what does he do? He goes up and he cuts down a tree, either a cedar or a redwood, a tree that is durable. And he's going to take that to the workman and he's going to have it formed into a god. Notice it is a graven image that shall not be moved. Then here's the question. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? You can't picture God. He sits in the circle of heaven. The inhabitants of the earth are as grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in. He brings princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth as vanity. They won't be planted. The whirlwind shall take them away. Then the Lord takes up that speech. To whom will you liken me? The Lord says. To whom shall I be equal? Lift up your eyes on high. Behold, who hath created all these things, who bringeth out their host by number. He's talking about the stars. Calls them all by names, by the greatness of his might, and for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. The Lord sustains the stars. Who will you then say is equal to me? Why sayest thou, Jacob, And why speakest thou, O Israel? My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. In other words, the Lord has forsaken me. And then how does the chapter end? You know, it's a very popular memory verse. How does the chapter end? The Lord will never forsake those who wait upon him. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. So like we said a moment ago, chapter 40 roars in with a vengeance. We learn that our God is holy. He is unique. He cannot be compared to any. He is the founder and sustainer of all things. Gold, Lebanon, it's not sufficient to burn it down for him. He is far beyond everything that you could roll up together to offer up unto him. No, there is no way to increase him. He is already there. He is that ultimate God. And he will come in the person of Messiah. And he will feed and shepherd his people. And he will lead them. And he will care for them. And they will run and not be weary. And they will walk and not faint. And so what does Isaiah do in this opening chapter of this second half of the book? He says, take your eyes off of every other thing. There is no one, there is no other God that can be likened to the Lord our God. Hear him, fear him, feed at his hand, and you will stand, and you will run, and you will walk. Let's stand and call upon the Lord in the singing of psalms.